Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 13, 1805. All canoes safe. Yesterday, the Indians went through the rapids in their canoes, and one of the expedition's small canoes followed. Today, the rest of the canoes pass over the rapids without any injury. Apparently, the whole corps are getting to be expert watermen. Today, these streams are considered quite challenging by expert kayakers. Two Indians on horseback are following along with the corps, but haven't been mentioned recently. Clark calls them to our attention today.
A windy, dark, rainy morning. The rain commenced before day and continued moderately until near 12 o'clock. We took all our canoes through the rapid without any injury. A little below, passed through another bad rapid, past the mouth of a large creek at 5 miles in the larboard bend we call Kimu-e-Nim Creek. 10 miles, little river on a starboard bend, immediately below a long bad rapid, Druyer's River, in which the water is confined in a channel of about 20 yards between rugged rocks for the distance of 1.5 miles, and a rapid rocky channel for 2 miles above. This must be a very bad place in high water. Here is a great fishing place, the timbers of several houses piled up, and a number of holes of fish, and the bottom appears to have been made use of as a place of deposit for their fish for ages past. Here two Indians from the upper forks overtook us and continued on down on horseback. Two others were at the mouth of the creek. At dusk, came two on the starboard side and encamped. The two Indians on horseback stayed with us. Captain William Clark, October 13, 1805.
Druyer's River is now named the Palouse River, named after the Palouse Indians who had occupied the area for many years. The river extends a considerable distance north into the Palouse Hills, now a major wheat-growing area in the state of Washington. During an archaeological excavation of the area in 1964, a Jefferson Peace Medal was found that now resides at Washington State University, Pullman. Tomorrow, a canoe wreck.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.